Larry King. He's been going on all the talk shows and talking about how he wants to be frozen.
Yeah, I saw him on Dr. Oz the other day.
Cryogenically frozen.
Frozen.
I thought this was Walt Disney was apparently cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, apparently.
And I thought that was kind of like one of those science fiction fads of the 60s.
He's serious about it, though.
Yeah, he is. Here he is talking to Conan O'Brien.
I don't believe in an afterlife. I can't. I just never accepted it. I never made that leap of faith. So that means when you die, it's bye-bye, baby. So the only hope, the only fragment of hope, is to be frozen, and then someday they cure whatever you died of, and you're back.
Yeah.
I think he's already frozen.
Upstairs.
Well, he is a walking bag of bones, that guy.
Wow.
What is he, like 90?
Yeah.
Who would want to... What? To freeze a specimen like that.
Why would you want to come back at 90? You would think if this is your thought process, you want to go about 27, 30, you know, when you're at the prime of your physical condition. And, you can start another life somewhere in the future, somewhere, which, assuming the future is going to be better than it is now. Mm-hmm. What if you wake up in the future and it sucks?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, wow, it's like Sudbury.
It's like Mad Max territory. Yeah.
What if you were frozen for 50 years and you come out freezer burnt?
Well, there's got to be is there an expiry date?
There has to be.
Well, you know what happens to meat.
Especially if they don't defrost.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, really? That's a good point.
And what if this company that decides to, the cryogenic company that freezes you, it goes out of business.
And that happens.
Yeah. And they had to liquidate their assets.
Or there's a massive power outage in 2039.
Yeah, happens.
And everything melts. Then what?
There's Larry.
Yeah. Then you've wasted all that money.
Yeah.
First thing he does when he thaws, Bethesda, you're on the air.
Randall, would you like to be frozen?
No.
No. Eric, are you a guy I'd like to be frozen?
No.
No. Woody?
I hate winter.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Absolutely. I would not want to be frozen either. Yeah. What's our Docomedy poll question today, Eric?
If you knew it was likely to be successful, would you have yourself frozen?
Didn't mention the successful part.
Detail.
Well, that needs to be in the poll, because otherwise you're going to scare people away with the power outages and the freezer burn. Companies liquidating their assets.
Forget the freezer burn.
All right, you get 500 Shay Nation points for weighing in on this very important documentary poll question.
By the way, Disney, not frozen at all. That's just an urban myth.
Is it really?
Yeah. Ted Williams, on the other hand, is actually cryogenically frozen.
Wait. Only his head, right?
I believe it is his whole body.
Are they together?
I don't know.
Are they attached?
But his son is frozen right next to him in the same facility.
Oh, that's cool.
Weird.
So, 624, it's the Doc and Woody Radio Show at Shay 106.